Welcome to Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Broderson, an outreach ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California. Thanks for joining us today on Back to Basics, a program designed to take you back to basic principles for living found in the Word of God. Pastor Brian is teaching through a series of messages designed to encourage, equip, and prepare us spiritually for the world we live in. We've titled this series, Jesus, All We Need. Today's teaching in the book of James clearly outlines that we need to draw near to God. It also paints a beautiful picture of the reward associated with a close relationship with Jesus Christ. So let's join Pastor Brian in the book of James chapter 4 verse 8 for the second half of the message called Drawing Near to God.
The flesh resides in us. The problem is within. And we have those evil tendencies of the flesh that will seek to just sort of push us in the direction other than the direction that God would have us to go. Rather than drawing near to God, those evil tendencies of the flesh will seek to move us in the opposite direction of that. You remember Paul the Apostle spoke of that which I would not, that I do. And how many times do we find ourselves with the same experience? I don't want to do a particular thing. I know it's wrong. I know it's not helpful. I know it's not beneficial for my spiritual life. And I'm committed, I think, to, you know, I'm not going to do this. But then I find that I do it again and again and again. It's that evil tendency of the flesh that resides in me. But not only the evil tendencies of the flesh, but also just the weaknesses of the flesh. Remember Jesus in the garden with his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane as he was going through that time of great spiritual distress before he went to the cross. And you remember he had that band of disciples with him, and he said to them, you know, watch and pray. And, you know, he left them and went over a short distance from them. And there he was crying out to the Father. And we read in Luke's gospel that he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. And then we read that as Jesus would come back to just sort of see those men that were with him, that on each occasion he found them in a deep sleep. And he would awaken them and say, wake up and pray lest you enter into temptation. And then he said this, he said, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Oh, how many times have we found that to be the case? You know, when I think of this invitation to draw near to God, there's something in that that's very attractive to me. I want to draw near to God. Oh, I think, Lord, yes, I can even, you know, sort of visualize in my mind that this experience of just, you know, rising up early and getting there before the Lord and opening his word and crying out to him and seeking him in prayer. And yes, Lord, I want to do that. And oh, Lord, I'm looking forward to those intimate moments that we're going to have. And suddenly the alarm goes off and I'm like, oh no, Lord, could we have, you know, 10 more minutes? Let me hit the snooze button. And then, Lord, I promise I'll be up and at it. And so I get the extra 10 minutes. But then the alarm goes off again. And I find myself wanting to get up, wanting to seek the Lord, wanting to have that communion with him. But I find, oh, the flesh is so weak. The flesh is so weak. You see, these are the things that are real obstacles to the fulfillment of this invitation. So what do we do? Well, if I'm going to draw near to God, I've got to overcome these obstacles, and I can do so. Through the grace of God, through the grace of God, I can reject the world. I can resist the devil, as we're told to do right here in the text, and I can refuse to allow the flesh to control me. God will give me the grace. He will supply me with the help that I need as I call upon him. So although these are potential obstacles, they do not have to keep us back from entering in to the full blessing that God extends to us through this invitation. So looking now at the invitation again is to draw near to God. Now, there are prerequisites to drawing near to God. Our text tells us one, verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God. The first prerequisite to drawing near to God is obedience. The Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, God is not going to hear my prayer. We know from that great statement in Isaiah 59 that God's ear is not heavy, that he cannot hear, his arm is not short, that he cannot save. But we're told there that our sins will separate us from our God. Our sins will keep us back from the blessing that God wants to pour out upon our lives. And so if we're going to draw near to the Lord, we've got to be walking in obedience. Now, in some ways, it doesn't seem like I would even have to go into much detail on that. But there are many people today who somehow have convinced themselves, I think more accurately, deceived themselves into thinking that it doesn't really matter how I live or how I walk. I can still draw near to God. A person will come and they've got all kinds of issues in their life, all kinds of sin in their life, maybe all kinds of hatred and bitterness, and they'll come into the sanctuary and lift their hands in worship, but yet they're not really drawing near to God because of the sin issues. I heard of a person just this past couple of days who is living in an adulterous relationship, very open and very blatant about it, and when challenged by other believers, you know, what's going on? Their response was, I know God loves me, and I know God wants me happy, and this makes me happy, so everything's fine. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to keep, you know, worshiping God just like all of the rest of you, and just, you know, don't bother me with it anymore. Don't worry about it. Just presuming that they can continue to draw near to God. Not so. Not so. There is the prerequisite of obedience. We must be obedient. Secondly, we must have faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We're told in Hebrews 11:6. And so we've got to come with obedience. We've got to come in faith, believing that God has indeed extended the invitation, that God is indeed there to meet with us. But then practically, how do we draw near? What does this look like for us as Christians personally and individually? Well, we draw near, first of all, as we meditate on the Word of God. As we meditate on the Word of God. Now remember, the Bible refers to Jesus as the living Word. Remember, John says in the beginning, was the Word was with God, the Word was God. And then he tells us, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So Jesus is the living Word of God. The Scriptures are the written Word of God. And through the written Word of God, we come into communion and fellowship with the living Word of God. So as I open my Bible, as I meditate on the Word of God, I am drawing near to God. This is an opportunity to draw near to the Lord. And the Lord is promising that he will meet me in these places as I draw near to him. You know, sometimes with our Bibles, sometimes we can get caught up in kind of an academic approach to the Bible. You know, we're studying it because there's just so much information in there that we need to know for this, that, or the other thing. Sometimes we are reading our Bibles and meditating on them, not so much really meditating like we should, but we're doing it sort of out of duty. You know, we know that you're supposed to read the Bible, so I've got to get in my quota of scripture for the day, whatever that might be. And I come to it, and I'm kind of, you know, hurrying through it, and I'm, you know, thinking, okay, let me flip the page over here. Okay, I've got a couple more paragraphs, and then I'll be done. And, you know, and finally you finish that chapter. Whew, oh, all right, read my Bible today. But that's not what God is intending for us when we get into the Word. Rather, it's a time of meeting with the Lord. And so we're drawing near to God as we meditate on His Word. Of course, in prayer, we're drawing near to God. And that would be our second point. And what is prayer? Prayer is really, it's coming to God. It's coming to God with various requests. It's coming to God over different matters that we all go through in life. But what it is it is coming to God. So as I pray, as I seek to connect with the Lord and draw near to Him, prayer is one of those ways in which that actually happens. As I'm praying, I am drawing near to the Lord. Praise and worship is another means of drawing near to God. You know, the Bible tells us that the Lord inhabits the praises of His people. And the picture there is really one of, as God's people, as their praise is lifted up to the Lord, the picture is the presence of God coming down and dwelling amongst us. Now, again, with praise and worship, we can have one of two different kinds of experiences. We can really take to heart what we're singing, we can think about it, we can say, yes, Lord, this is what I'm expressing to you right now. Or we can, as I have sometimes done, we can be singing the song, we can be singing it loudly, we got the words memorized, and then all of a sudden you find that my mind is a million miles from what I'm actually singing about. So, you know, just because we're singing and praising doesn't necessarily mean we're drawing near to God. But if we're doing it sincerely and genuinely and with the right heart and the right focus, then again, this is a way that we draw near to God. So what we do here, say, for example, this morning with the worship team and all that, that's not just sort of the preliminary warm-up, you know, just to kind of get everybody in the mood so, you know, the pastor can come up and teach. It is also a part of our time to draw near to God. But then, fourthly, in drawing near to God, there's something to be said about what we are actually doing here this morning and what we will do here tonight and what we will do many other times throughout the week, not just in this building, but in other facilities on the campus, but not just on the campus, but in homes and different places. There's something to be said about the fellowship of the saints. You see, when we come together collectively, when we come together to a place that has been dedicated to the worship of God and the honoring of Christ and His Word, this is a place where we can expect to meet with God. This is an opportunity to draw near to God. Now, again, of course, you can go to church and end up not ever really drawing near to God. You're just sitting there. You're not really engaged in anything that's happening. You're just, as far as you can tell, you're just sitting in a building. But if you come with your heart right, this is a building that has been dedicated from its, you know, initial moment to the glory of God, that this is a place where you can meet with the Lord. And many of you know that that is a reality because you've experienced it. In the Old Testament, this was what many of the saints looked forward to. As they thought about drawing near to God, they thought of it in the sense of the people of God coming together. And of course, then they would gather together to go to the tabernacle, maybe. They would gather together to go up to Jerusalem. They would gather together ultimately to go to the temple that would have been built. But there was this excitement, there was this anticipation, we're going to meet with God. Listen to what the psalmist said. We read this passage this morning, Psalm 63, God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and a thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. You see, the psalmist said, it was in the sanctuary I was looking for the Lord to see his power and his glory. Psalm 73, truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood. So you see, the psalmist describes going into the sanctuary and their meeting with God, drawing near to God. Psalm 84, we sang this one this morning. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. Better is one day in your courts, as we were singing. You see, this was the expectation of the people of God historically, and this should be our expectation today. We come together as the body, assembling in this building or other similar kinds of facilities. We come there to draw near to God. Now, I'm emphasizing this point because there is a movement afoot in the church today, ironically, that basically says, oh, you know, the way we've been doing church, you know, for the past few hundred years or whatever it is that they estimate that we've been doing it this way, oh, you know, it's all wrong. We don't need buildings. We don't need to go to a building. There's nothing special about a building. We can worship God anywhere. And some of them are actually saying that, the day of the church as we've known it for so long, that day is passing, and you're going to find people moving away from, buildings and structure. And, we don't even need a pastor, they say. You know, I'll be my own pastor, and I'll have church at my own house, or I'll go down to the beach. I like the beach. I'll go down there and worship God, and, you know, maybe I'll do it out on the golf course or somewhere, you know. Surely the Lord's out on the golf course. But, you know, people with that mentality, here's what you need to know. They're not drawing their conclusions from the Scripture. This is stuff they're just making up as they go. Because the Scriptures talk to us about coming together. The Scriptures talk about designated places where you can meet with God. Now, of course, you can meet God at any of those other places as well, but you can meet him here in a special way. Because this place and others like it have been dedicated to that very purpose. And when somebody says, oh, we don't need pastors, we don't need leadership, again, what do they do with the Scriptures that tell us God has given some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ? We need to gather together. We need to assemble together. This is one of the ways that we draw near to God. So that's the invitation. Draw near to God. We can do it through the word. We can do it through prayer, through praise and worship. We do it as we gather together as a fellowship. But now here's the promise. And he will draw near to you. He will draw near to you. I believe that this is God's word for us today. As a fellowship. As people, here we are, you know, we're in a new year. We're in a lot of new things are going on all around us. A lot of new things in the world, a lot of new things in our country. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of distrust. And here we are today, we're gathered together. What, in light of all of these kinds of things, what would the Lord say to us? Well, I believe this is what he would say. Draw near to me. You see, that's the answer. Draw near to me, and his promise is, I will draw near to you. God will draw near to us. And as we take these means that we mentioned of drawing near to God, this is what we find. When we get into the word, we find that God will draw near to us by giving us understanding, by giving us wisdom, by giving us direction, by giving us that sweet consolation that we might need in our hearts, or that hope or that encouragement or something. How many times has that been your experience? You've come to this place. You've come downcast. You've come confused. You've come burdened or concerned, and you sat, and as the word was delivered, you felt like you were the only person here. You felt like the sermon was handcrafted for you. That was the Lord meeting with you. I was talking to my oldest daughter last night. She was telling me about a conversation she was having with my younger daughter a couple of days ago. They both were here at the service last night, and as Michael was teaching, he was saying essentially the very same thing that my older daughter had said to my younger daughter, and my younger daughter turned to her and looked and said, "Can you believe that that's what he's talking about?" You see, that's what happens. The Lord ministers through his word. And you know how it is. We open up the Bible, we're confused, we're distressed, we're burdened, we're fearful, or whatever the case might be. We open up the word, and there's God to speak to us. He's drawing near to us. We go to him in prayer, and what does he do? He answers our prayers. And as we receive the answer to those prayers, that is the confirmation that God is near, that he is drawn near. In praise and worship, how many times have we had that experience where, again, as we're just surrendering ourselves in praise and worship, God brings us his peace, he brings us his comfort, he brings us his joy, he brings us his assurance, his love, his presence. My wife was telling me that Wednesday, it was kind of chaotic day and chaotic early evening and all of that, to the point where she was wanting desperately to get to church but wasn't looking like she was going to make it and all of this. And finally she broke away, and there were just a lot of things that were weighing on her heart. And she said when she came in and as the worship team was leading, she said the Lord just gave her such a peace as she just sat there and was just really basking in the presence of God. That's what happens. You see, God meets us as we do that. And as we come, as we assemble together collectively, and as I said, through the teaching from the pulpit, through an exhortation that's given, through a prophetic word, through the gifts of the body. Have you ever had an experience where you come to church and somebody just comes up to you out of the blue and says, "You know, I don't know why I'm going to tell you this, but I just feel like the Lord wants you to know." And then they tell you and you're astounded because that's exactly what I needed to hear. How did you know that? That's a word that's given. You see, those are all manifestations of God fulfilling his promise of drawing near to us. So the invitation has been given. The promise has been made. And now it's really up to us. But would anybody in their right mind refuse this invitation? You know, going back to my little illustration at the beginning, you know, if you received a personal invitation from some great person, I mean, wouldn't you really do everything in your power to make sure you complied with that? If there was that, you know, that handwritten invitation, I'd love to see you, you know, whether it be at the White House or the Palace or the Parliament or, you know, whatever. Or, you know, it doesn't have to be a person like that, but, you know, maybe some famous celebrity is, you know, they're having a special party for their new film or something like that, and you get a handwritten invitation. You're going to, whatever you've got planned, you're probably going to drop it and say, "I want to be there." But see, this is something so far beyond that, that comparison is weak. This is the creator of the heavens and the earth. This is the God that is incomprehensible.
Thanks for joining us today on Back to Basics Radio with Pastor Brian Broderson. We'll return next time with more biblical insight from the Scriptures, remembering that all we need is Jesus. But if you missed any part of this study, or you'd like to review it again, you can do so by going to backtobasicsradio.com, click on Resources, then Audio. There you'll find all of Pastor Brian's teachings through the Bible, and you can either podcast, stream, or download for free. If you'd like a CD, you can call us at 1-800-733-6443 and request the message by title or resource number. Today's message is called Drawing Near to God, and the resource number is OBB490. If you have any questions or encouragement, or would like to support this ministry, we'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us directly at backtobasicsradio.com. You can also follow Pastor Brian on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thanks again for tuning in today, and we pray the Lord continues to strengthen and encourage you in your faith as we study through the Word of God together.
Our God, you reign forever.
Back to Basics Radio is an outreach ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California.